"What? Me?" I ejaculated, beginning in his earnestness and especially in his incivility to credit his sincerity. "Me, who have not a friend in the world but you, if you are my friend? Not a shilling but what you have given me? You, Jane, I must have you for my own, entirely my own. Will you be mine? Say yes, quickly." "Mr. Rochester, let me look at your face. Turn to the moonlight."
"Why?"
"Because I want to read your countenance. Turn."
"There, you will find it scarcely more legible than a crumpled, scratched page. Read on. Only make haste, for I suffer."
His face was very much agitated and very much flushed, and there were strong workings in the features and strange gleams in the eyes. "Oh, Jane, you torture me!" he exclaimed. "With that searching and yet faithful and generous look, you torture me!" "How can I do that? If you are true, and your offer real, my only feelings to you must be gratitude and devotion. They cannot torture."
"Gratitude!" he ejaculated, and added wildly, "Jane, accept me quickly. Say, Edward, give me my name, Edward, I will marry you."